Galatians 4. Now I say, as long as the heir is a child, he differs nothing from a bondman, though he be Lord of all. But he is under guardians and stewards until the period fixed by the Father. So we also, when we were children, were held in bondage under the principles of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, come of woman, come under law, that he might redeem those under law, that we might receive sonship. But because ye are sons, God has sent out the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So thou art no longer bondman, but son. But if son, heir also through God. But then indeed, not knowing God, ye were in bondage to those who by nature are not gods. But now, knowing God, but rather being known by God, how do ye turn again to the weak and beggarly principles to which ye desire to be again anew in bondage? Ye observe days and months and times and years. I am afraid of you, lest indeed I have labored in vain as to you. Be as I am, for I also am as ye, brethren, I beseech you. You have not at all wronged me. But ye know that in weakness of the flesh I announced the glad tidings to you at the first. And my temptation, which was in my flesh, ye did not slight nor reject with contempt, but ye received me as an angel of God, as Christ Jesus. What then was your blessedness? For I bear you witness that if possible, plucking out your own eyes, you would have given them to me. So I have become your enemy in speaking the truth to you? They are not rightly zealous after you, but desire to shut you out from us, that ye may be zealous after them. But it is right to be zealous at all times in what is right, and not only when I am present with you. My children, of whom I again travail in birth until Christ shall have been formed in you, and I should wish to be present with you now, and change my voice, for I am perplexed as to you. Tell me, ye who are desirous of being under law, do you not listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one of the maidservant and one of the free woman. But he that was of the maidservant was born according to flesh, and he that was of the free woman through the promise, which things have an allegorical sense, for these are two covenants, one from Mount Sinai, gendering to bondage, which is Hagar. For Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and corresponds to Jerusalem, which is now, for she is in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is our mother. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break out and cry, thou that travailest not, because the children of the desolate are more numerous than those of her that has a husband. But ye, brethren, after the pattern of Isaac, are children of promise. But as then, he that was born according to flesh persecuted him that was born according to spirit, so also it is now. But what says the Scripture? Cast out the maidservant and her son, for the son of the maidservant shall not inherit with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not maidservants' children, but children of the free woman.